to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
In exactly 48 hours, the 7-5 Cleveland Browns host the AFC South division-leading 8-4 Indianapolis Colts at First Energy Stadium. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Juravicius with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea to get you ready. The final push in anticipation of this big showdown. We know Brian Hoyer will be the quarterback of the Browns. We will find out later today when the official injury report is released if they will get Carlos Dansby back, if they will get Jordan Cameron back. The Browns will need all hands on deck against the number one offense in the NFL. Today on the show, we want you to call your shot. That's what we do every Friday. It's Call Your Shot Friday, and we have another giveaway to go with. An Ataba Rubin signed mini helmet will go to the caller who most accurately predicts the score of this game and Brian Hoyer's pass yards in this game against the Indianapolis Colts. So a lot to factor in here. Do you think he plays the whole game? Do you not? Do you think he gets a lot of yards of garbage time? So Brian Hoyer's passing yards, call your shot. Can the Browns get it done against the Indianapolis Colts? Think about this as well. What's the one matchup the Browns must win to win this game on Sunday? And finally, fill in the blank. Brian Hoyer must do what for the Browns to win this game against the Indianapolis Colts? Those are our Ohio Business Machines hot topics of the day. It's going to be a show all about you. 216-578-0850. That's the number to get on board. Gentlemen, it is good to be with you both here, 48 hours away from what is easily the biggest game of the Cleveland Browns season.
Nope. Oh, go ahead, Joe.
No questions asked that it's one of the biggest games. I mean, it is the biggest game because it's the next game, but you also have a team contending right now for they win, they get into the playoffs, and you have another team in the Cleveland Browns that we're all fighting for it. So, again, when you find a quarterback of this caliber, you know, Andrew Luck coming into town, I mean, there's a lot of things to be excited for. But if you're a Cleveland Browns fan or you're a player, these are the types of teams that you want to test yourself against, and it's a huge test.
No, you're absolutely right, and I think this is probably the closest game that the Cleveland Browns have played to a playoff game in a very long time. And we've heard callers, you know, last week that every game moving forward will be this is our playoffs, and every game will feel like a playoff game. But to be in this stadium this weekend and watch this football game is going to be great to be a Browns fan, because that way, again, it's that litmus test we consistently talk about. This is the cream. This is the cream of the crop when you look at offensive football in the National Football League. Our defense has stepped up week after week. Joe Hayden is playing his best, and I think that is a matchup that we can control. It is the other aspects of this football game that cause concern for me, as we'll dialogue about all day today. And you callers, we want to hear from you. What is your concern? You know, where do you think we have the advantage moving forward in this football game? And I think, you know, how Brian Hoyer plays and the offense as a whole, are they able to manufacture enough points? Because I do think our defense will get stops. You know, not three and outs, but they'll get stops and give the ball back to the offense. But will we be able to capitalize on those opportunities?
That will be the big question. It's kind of like the irresistible force meeting the immovable object. The number one passing offense in the National Football League, 326 yards per game, 8 yards per attempt. Number two in terms of pass yards per play against the Browns D that currently ranks 8th against the pass, just 227 yards. So that's 100 below Indianapolis's average. 6th in terms of pass yards per play at 6.1. And the Browns are 2nd in the NFL in terms of interception percentage. And they lead the National Football League in interceptions overall. So that's going to be the big challenge, obviously, defensively, slowing down Andrew Luck and his 4,000 yards and 11 yards passing with 34 touchdowns. By the way, there are 4 more games to play here. He's easily going to surpass 5,000 yards at his current pace, having one of the great seasons in the NFL and in the history of the National Football League. So, yes, this is going to be a tough chore defensively for this Browns team. And when you look at the games that the Colts have lost, they've given up at least 30 points in all 4 of those games. So it's going to be a tough chore for the Browns offensively, because as you guys have said many times, this team is going to have to score points. They're going to have to stay on the field to keep Andrew Luck and company off of the field.
You know, it's interesting right now because, Matt, you know, you're always talking about the defensive side of the football, and I have to agree with you on this. Right now, what Cleveland has to do is get stops out there. Again, are you going to completely shut down Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts? It's not happening. But I think that we have enough guys on the defensive side of the football, especially with the Joe Haydens. We need to see Kruger step up, Dante Whitner. We have so many veterans, you know, Jim Leonard. Even a lot of people when DeShaun Gibson went down and Jim Leonard would have to step in there to defend against Andrew Luck. man, it would mean a lot. You have a guy that's a wily veteran that just makes play after play, so I think it's a good thing.
It certainly is a good thing. And this is a game, too. One of the things, Matt, that you have been harping on for weeks and weeks, our ability to convert our red zone trips into touchdowns. And the fact that that has been one of the worst aspects of this offense all season long, you can't beat Andrew Luck kicking field goals.
No, you're right.
You will not win.
You're right. And by the way, do we not struggle in the red zone and have struggled a lot this year to convert into touchdowns? But the Indianapolis Colts defense, it's what they do very well is control the red zone as well as third down, those money downs in this football game. Two of our Achilles heels is what this Indianapolis defense does best. They right. will give up yards, but when it comes time to get off the field, they do that very well. And it comes time to, again, to stop you in the red zone. And now, because of the question marks that surround Billy Cundiff, we not only get into the red zone or get into field goal territory, now we have questions, and these questions probably loom at some point in Coach Mike Pettine's head about what distance – you know, where do we have to get to? Is it worth converting a 4th-and-2 as opposed to taking a lengthy field goal with Billy Cundiff? And those questions start to surround him moving forward. But you're absolutely right, Nathan. It's touchdowns are paramount in this football team. And even still, because Andrew Luck and that offense is so efficient, they go down and score touchdowns, and you're losing 4 points every time you get down there by not being able to convert in and around the red zone.
You know, I remember every coach I've ever had that said, you know, we have to score. When you get in the red zone, you have to score points, and you've got to score touchdowns. I mean, if you think about who you're going up against and what type of caliber offense Indianapolis has, you have no choice this week. But I think sometimes to take the extra down and try to score. I agree with that because points are at a premium this week, and 6 is going to be so much better than 3. So we've got to score, and then we've got to kick that extra point. So it's tough.
No question, and you wonder if maybe in the red zone, perhaps that's where we'll see, maybe if we're going to pull out some trickeration and we're going to go to Johnny Manziel, maybe that's where it is because Brian Hoyer, 1 passing touchdown in his last 47 drives. Johnny Manziel, 2 drives, produced 1 touchdown with the ball in his hands on a pass play. Granted, he ran it in, but we'll give him credit for that. Puts a little bit more pressure on the defense, so potentially that could be an area where you see him because I really believe this is a game that the Browns are going to have to score at least 3, probably 4 touchdowns to even have a chance to win this game and defeat the Indianapolis Colts.
You're absolutely right, Joe. And something I talked about yesterday that I'd like to ask you about just in your career, I think in this type of football game, we have to do everything has to be on the table, meaning fakes, reverses, halfback pass, you know, whatever, flea flicker, whatever you want to call it, fake field goal in this case, be able to convert on 4th down because I truly believe that losing this football game eradicates our opportunity from making the playoffs. But in your career, you've gone against those juggernauts, those teams where you feel like you need to steal a possession or pull out the bag of tricks to steal points, to steal a possession, do whatever you have to do to be in and potentially win a football game.
You know, I've been in those games before. We played Indianapolis where they were down 21 points and they came back and went up on us in a matter of 2 minutes. I mean, it's been unbelievable some of the things I've seen, but, you know, Nathan hit on it. Matt, you hit on it. Trickery is something that I think we're going to see this weekend. And the fun part is nobody's giving the Cleveland Browns a shot.
Right.
Because they know what Andrew Luck and the guys bring. But when you sit there and think that you have this whole arsenal of fun stuff you can do, this is what makes NFL football so fun. You can go out there, do the halfback passes. You can misdirect, and then next thing you know, an offensive lineman somehow who reported eligible slipping out the backside for a touchdown. So if there's a game that I think it's no holds barred, this is the one. Unleash it. Do whatever you have to do because we all know we've got to score points, and however you need to do that, do it.
That's what the Browns are going to have to do. All hands on deck, all bullets loaded in the barrel, and you don't want to leave any stone unturned here competing against the #1 offense in the NFL, averaging 32 points a game. And what's amazing to me about this game, really, is that Andrew Luck has an opportunity with over 80 yards passing to become the NFL record holder for most passing yards in his first 3 seasons in the National Football League. He's got an opportunity with 3 wins over the Final 4 to be the winningest quarterback in the history of the NFL over his first 3 seasons. But what's more impressive to me is this team, when you think about all those Peyton Manning offenses that were there, that were so good, that were so prolific, they already have 9 games with 400 yards or more of total offense. That's a franchise record. And he's still got 4 more to go. And when you put that in the context of all those Peyton teams, this team is really, really good.
They are, and I think it's, again, they've done that through the draft, surprisingly, you know, where Peyton Manning... Very Andrew Lucky to fall into that. Exactly, but I think, you know, having Reggie Wayne set precedence for those wide receivers and their expectations that him and Marvin Harrison and Peyton Manning developed there in Indianapolis really grew him throughout his career, and now he's able to give that knowledge, yet he is still very productive, but give that knowledge, you know, about route running and execution and hard work and timing, and he's grown that with Andrew Luck, but also, too, it's dripped down onto the other wide receivers, and I think that has made them so efficient because their expectations for themselves and each other is so high.
I look at where Andrew Luck went to school. That's a guy, he's a smart guy. He's a very smart guy, so he knew coming into the situation that Peyton Manning, you know, rewrote the record books in Indianapolis. He's the prodigy. He was smart enough to figure out that there's a professional way to go about your job. And, yes, he had the benefit of having some veterans to learn from early on in his career, but physically that guy's had it for a long, long time, and he's proving it right now, obviously, a few years into the league. But when you have a quarterback, and especially at the quarterback position, professionalism goes really, really far. And here's a guy that I think was just probably mature before his time, you know, beyond his years. I mean, the guy, he's smart enough to figure out that there's a right and a wrong way to do things. And when you do things the right way, you start setting records this early into the year.
Sure, and I think also, too, with just understanding the, you know, seeing Andrew Luck in his interviews and the way in which he plays with passion on the football field, these records to him are meaningless. It's all about winning football games, being that leader, and being the best teammate in that Indianapolis locker room that allows him to go out and his actions, you know, doesn't have to be a vocal leader. His actions and how efficient and how prepared he is proves himself to his teammates. And even more so, I think, as we talked about Reggie Wayne, you know, who's played with one of the best ever. It's if I can't hold a candle to what Peyton used to do, we're not going to be efficient. And I know Reggie will hold me accountable to that because he's played with the best.
No question about that. Injury update news for you just coming out from Mike Pettine. Running back Isaiah Crowell, tight end Jordan Cameron, linebacker Carlos Dansby, and defensive end Jabal Sheard all listed as questionable for Sunday. Robert Nelson, it will be out with a hamstring injury, and Gary Barnage out with his rib injury. But good news, I would say, on the Carlos Dansby, Jordan Cameron fronts, both questionable. Crow, after taking Wednesday off practice each of the last 2 days, I think he will be able to go as well. Mike Pettine also would not name a starting center. They were very happy with what they saw from Ryan Seymour. Didn't say it would be McDonald or Seymour there at the center position, but that's the latest news coming out of Browns practice. When we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we will get into your calling of your shots here in this game. And don't forget, we want to get the score and also Brian Hoyer's pass yards in this game. The winner who gets Brian Hoyer's pass yards the closest will win an autographed mini helmet signed by Ataba Rubin. Ladies and gentlemen, so yes, last week we had a Dez Bryant mini helmet. This week, Ataba Rubin. Hey, last week Dez Bryant got a sack, so maybe Big Rube will get in there and make a big play against the Indianapolis Colts as well. That's all coming up when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.